Let's pray. Father, this is your house. This is your table. It is a time where we come to remember you. I pray for your Holy Spirit to make us ones who can hear and who can understand, who receive well the message that is from you. Father, we give this time to you. We ask that you would be pleased with it. We pray it in Christ's name. Amen. As we come to the Lord's table today, please turn with me in your Bibles to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians 4. As you're doing that, think about this. An heir is a person to whom something is promised. Everything which is promised to him will one day become his. But until the appointed day, he is under the rule of a guardian that has been placed over him. He's not free until the day it has been appointed by the one who promises the inheritance. This is a good analogy of the condition of sinful man before God performs a saving work in his life. Follow along with me as I read from Galatians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5. So also we, while we were children, were held in bondage under the elemental things of the world. But when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that he might redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. There are three things from this passage that will help us remember Jesus this morning. There is the person of Jesus, there is the position of Jesus, and there is the purpose of Jesus. Verse 4 tells us that God sent forth his Son, born of a woman. Two things about Jesus as a person. Note first that Jesus is God's Son. He was identical in nature to the Father, and there was no difference in the deity of Jesus and the deity of the Father. And he had to be God, because only a perfect sacrifice, an infinitely holy life, is able to atone for the infinite offense that mankind's sin is against a holy God. So Jesus was fully God, but he was also fully man. He was born of a woman, and he was man in every way that we are. And he had to be man as well in order to take man's place in God's system of justice. So Jesus was fully God, and he was fully man. Let's look at the position of Jesus in verse 4. We see that Jesus was born under the law. His life was measured by the same righteous standard by which God measures all of us. So every aspect of his life, from the moment of his birth until the point at which he breathed his last on the cross, was compared to God's perfect and holy standard. There could be no minor infraction, no misstep, not even a small slip of the tongue on Jesus' part. He was on his journey to the cross where he would die for us. And Jesus was up to this task. The writer of Hebrews tells us in chapter 4 that Jesus was tempted in all things as we are, and yet he was without sin. Jesus was measured by God's righteous standard, and he was found to be completely blameless. And when we come to verse 5, we can see the purpose of Jesus, why Jesus did all of this. He did this to redeem those who were under the law. And to redeem is to recover from the power of another by the payment of a price. Every one of us was under the power of God's righteous standard. It's a standard that because of our sin we are unable to meet. But Christ, who was qualified because he was fully God, and because he was fully man, and because he'd been measured by God's holy law and found to be blameless, recovered those who had placed their trust in him. And he did so at the price of his own life at the cross. The rest of the verse tells us the result of that redemption. The result is so that we would receive the adoption as sons. This is a sweet design. This is a good design. This is a design that could only come from God, because adoption is the process by which a child is made to enter into a permanent relationship in a family in which they don't naturally belong. In our natural born condition, we don't belong in a relationship with a holy God. Our sin disqualifies us from it. But a person is made to be in that relationship when they bear the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That righteousness is imputed onto them. It's placed upon them. It's made a part of them. It's made a part of them when they place their trust in Jesus Christ as the only one who can redeem them from their deficiency under God's standard. The Christian comes to the Lord's table to remember Jesus as his Redeemer. If you are here today and you have placed your trust and your confidence in Jesus as the only one who can redeem you from your deficiency under God's standard, please join us as we take the elements today. As they come to you, come and ponder the person and the position and the purpose of Jesus in coming to this earth. A follower of Jesus is one who has given up his own self-rule. His pursuit is one of Christ, and his life is characterized by increasing devotion to Christ. If you're here today as a follower of Christ, and there is known ongoing sin in your life, please don't take the elements in an unworthy manner. Confess that sin to the Lord. I implore you to forsake that sin and repent from that sin today and join us. If you have not placed your trust in Jesus as the only one who can redeem you from your position under God's law, if you are counting on something else, perhaps yourself and your own good deeds, something you can do or something that you won't do, you need to know two things. First, this is a time for believers. So just take the elements when they come to you and pass them by. This is a time for Christians to remember what Christ has done for them. But secondly, use this time to consider your position under God's law. God has one design for salvation, and that design is that only his Son can save you from your position under his law. Beg God to give you the faith that you need to place your trust and your confidence in him as your Savior, as your Master, and your Lord. I'll be available after the service. The other elders will be as well. We invite you to come talk with one of us if you would like to know more about what it is like to place your trust in the Redeemer. So the men are going to come and serve us. When the elements come to you, take them on your own.